You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thursday morning to you. Hey. I got a call from a friend of mine who said, I was rolling listening to you talk about your mom. Kathleen, man. Kathleen was having none of it.
That's right.
In public. In public. You know, I talk about, you know, my cousin Tom is like, you know, probably my best friend on the planet. You know, we've been best friends since we were little guys, right? Went to high school together, went to college together. And, yeah, I think one of my mom's one true regrets when she went to her grave, she wanted a piece of that kid's ass. Yeah. She used to look at him and salivate like a tiger salivates when a tiger sees a lamb. My mom would sit there and smoke her parliaments and smolder, because he was a punk. He wasn't a punk. He was kind of a punk. What's interesting about my cousin Tom is that, like, as a kid, he was kind of an asshole. As he got older, he got nicer. And it's normally, right, for people, it's the exact opposite. Right? They're nice when they're kids, and they're assholes when they're adults. My cousin Tom's the exact opposite.
Welcome to my house.
Welcome to my house. It's my house. Whatever, something like that. All right, on a Thursday, we might do something a little bit different today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to gin up a new program tomorrow. The chef is he's having some back issues. Big man's down hard. Yeah, so I got a text message from his wife, the lovely Miss B. Oh, we were going to do cheesecake with Miss B. We don't need his air. Yeah, so maybe I'll get Miss B to come on, and she can talk about cheesecake. Yes. But we're going to do the Lynch and Kenny event today. And I also need to... I want to see if I can get General Barrow's son, Rob, served in the Marine Corps. He's writing a book, I think. I'm trying to get him on. I want to get Mike Marletto on, right? I want to get Mike Marletto on. He's down in Australia. Mike was fire support coordinator for the 1st Marine Division. Big baseball fan. Great guy. Loves All Marine Radio. So I got to get Mike Marletto on the program. Who else? No, there's some post-medic winning people I need to get on. And maybe I'll get my my Lance Corporal Radiff on. He's a big fire guy. And we'll talk about he can talk about post-traumatic winning a little bit. He saw it up there. And so yeah, next week gonna be I've got to line up. I've got some good stuff. I know people are like, Mac, when are you gonna do another battle study? You don't pull battle studies out of your ass, okay? But we can do Operation Buffalo. Jack Rowley, in the last time we talked, he's like, oh yeah, Mac, I was part of Operation Buffalo. Wait a minute. You were 3-9 guy. Operation Buffalo was 1-9. We were the QRF and he loaded into that thing. And if you haven't listened to the interview that I've done with Jack Rowley in the last few months, it's Life After Vietnam. Listen to that shit. I mean, that's why that guy's one of my heroes. And one of these weekends, I'm flying down to the Redneck Riviera in Alabama, and I'm gonna go hang out with Jack Rowley for a few days. But he talks. If you look at pictures, you know, the most famous pictures of Operation Buffalo, sadly, are pictures of Marines that have been killed in action, and their bodies are stacked on a tank. And, I mean, they're, like, stacked on top of bodies, on top of bodies, on top of bodies. I mean, it's sobering. Jack said, yeah, we put those bodies on those tanks. And so, let me just tell you, my wandering days are done for a few weeks now. So, the last month has been crazy. And so, crazy good, right? Crazy good, spreading the word. And let me tell you, there's no job in the world like mine. And every day it echoes in my life as people reach out and say, hey, thank you. Hey, could you send me this? Hey, I met you after you spoke at our birthday ball, and blah blah blah, and then you know, see what you can do, the way you could help somebody. So Lynch and Kenny, we don't really have an agenda today, so that's always interesting. And then, but Tim wrote something, so we'll probably start off with Mr. Free Range International. That would be TP Lynch. And then Jeff and I'll gang up and tell him what he wrote sucks. And that's the way we normally do it. That's the way we normally do it with our friends. But my buddy Pierre called me. He sent me a text. He goes, my mom used to do the same thing, man. She used to wrap her fingernails inside my arm. Right? And she would pull, and Pierre's mom is a really nice lady. So is his dad. Right? And, but again, you didn't defy him. You didn't defy him the way kids do it. I was talking about it yesterday. And let me just tell you, the more and more I see of the destructive behavior problem in the nation, the more I'm convinced what we're doing in terms of parenting, what we're doing in the school systems is not preparing young people for the rigors of life. If you do not allow them to experience adversity, if you do not teach them discipline, right, then let me tell you, either life's going to teach it to them or they're going to be failures. Because you can't be successful without being self-disciplined. You can't be it. Somebody got to teach it to you someplace, somewhere. And I don't care, artist, athlete, garbage man, CEO, you name it. You cannot be successful on a sustained basis unless you are self-disciplined. Unless you embrace it. Who's going to teach you that? Are you going to come to it on your own as a 13-year-old? Not only no, but hell no. Right? When you're a kid, you're immature, you're stupid. All you want is more, and all I want is what I want. So what is an adult going to reason with you? Okay, Michael, now, it's like, whatever, man. As long as I got out of whatever she was asking me to do, that's all I care about. And they do. And parents are so bullshit. and they raise bullshit kids. And that's why your kids are living with you, right? So anyway, so Pierre thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, he said, I'd see my mom, you know, with her nail file out. And think, I know what she's doing over there. She's getting ready. She's sharpening her tools. Right? Now, I don't know if that's what they were doing. I don't know. You know, I've never really, like, had the whole nail thing. You know what I mean? I don't really understand that. So, yeah. Now, there's a couple things that I saw in the news that I wanted to talk about. One is get that Navy chief named Gallagher, get him the hell out of the Navy, man. That guy's just wreaking havoc on the United States Navy. And he's got the President of the United States in his corner. So evidently, the President saved his rank. But the SEALs are saying, yeah, we're going to boot him out of the SEALs. We don't want him around anymore. And now he's saying, they're violating my constitutional rights. You have a constitutional right to be a SEAL? I didn't see that in any of the articles. Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure that they are correct on that. Right? I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, that thing's a straight up shit show. Straight up shit show. Chris in Webster, he's in the hospital. Yeah. I just found that out yesterday. I found out some other shit about that guy. Yeah, I'm probably not supposed to be talking about it, but he lost. How much weight did he tell me he lost? I thought he told me that he had lost a couple hundred pounds. Yeah. So we need to get him on. I just said, hey, what's your phone number? But he hasn't sent it to me yet. So he's in the hospital. So anyway, I figured that we would shoot the shit with him. Find out what his secret is. What his secret was, the weight loss. And then after he tells us that, we're going to ask him, well, what's your secret to weight gain? What happened? How'd you get fat? Yeah, that's always an easy one. Oh, that's easy. Eat your ass off and drink your ass off. Anyway, I'm in a good mood, man. I am living the life. I am living the life right now. Let me read just the top stories in. Let me read you the top stories. This kind of crap that's in is the clickbait. And I'm going to talk about it, which is awesome, right? Major dismissed for affair with deployed soldier's wife gains a sentence review. A helicopter pilot who had an affair with the wife of a special forces soldier fighting in Afghanistan who harassed her after she broke off the relationship says his dismissal from the army was too harsh of a punishment. And he's going to get his sentence review. Really? Going to get his sentence review. Why? And the president, he's chimed in. The Navy won't remove Gallagher's SEAL designation. Get that guy away from the rest of the program. He's ruining the rest of the kids. Okay? He's already overturned the apple cart and the president. Good Lord, man. Can that guy do more damage? Right? He probably can. I should say that. Can he do more damage? Of course he can. overturning verdicts, people walking away, the UCMJ doesn't mean shit, right? The whole nine yards. Oh, my God. Right? Find another shiny object to play with. Can't we give him something? Joke. Joke. The clown show. Cue the calliope music, right? I can't remember that video. You know what? Here's the sad part. I use that thing so much. I have that. The calliope music, right? Uh-oh. The president's coming to the Pentagon. Cue the calliope music. Hold on. Coca-Cola commercial. That's not what I want. Stockdale. I don't want that. Interview with Me Live veterans. Eek, I don't want that. General Carl Monday funeral. You know, if you want to watch a motivating, yeah, I mean, this sounds kind of stupid, but if you want to watch a motivating funeral, my favorite funeral, if you're going to watch funerals to watch, is the funeral of General Carl Monday. And this is it. Marines bring in the casket down the steps. Now, I'm not going to do the whole thing, okay? But and I think I've talked about this before, but they're, yeah, these are the 89 body bearers. These guys are legit. The last Marines that will ever let you down. Now, this is in a small town in North Carolina. His family, right, coming out of the church. All the body bearers are lance corporals with one corporal on each side. Motivated lance corporal. General Amos, General Bailey. Yeah, you can. If you want to watch this, send me an email and I'll send it. It's awesome because as soon as they get the casket in the hearse, right, the two companies or the two platoons from 8th and I, I think it's two platoons. There's got to be, it might be one company from 8th and I because it's easily over 100 Marines. They march through this small North Carolina city to the cemetery. Right? And it's awesome. And then they do the firing detail, and then they do both the rifle salute and the artillery salute. Yeah. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome, man. Honestly. Love it. And so I ran across, I don't know what I was looking for. I was looking for some audio or something. These are people getting interviewed. They were just there.
Really the only link that we have, I just wanted to pay my respects to a good man.
People standing on the sidewalk.
I've always respected the Marines. I want to be one when I get done with school.
This is just some kid who was at the funeral.
My father was a Marine, so I really respect him. Inspiring, honestly. I want to be like the man. I want to join the Marines like that. And it's just an inspiring story, honestly.
Yeah, how cool is that? They're not little. They're like teenagers. They look to be like 15, 16 years old, maybe 17.
I just look up to him and my dad.
This is awesome. Onward, Christian soldiers. Right, the band blasting through a small town, the Marines in their dress blues with their white trousers and their M1s. The Monday family. General Monday in there. The son of Marines pile into the cemetery in formation. It looks awesome, man, I'm telling you. Here it comes. I love this. Boom, 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 boom. You know what? Nobody does this shit like we do. That's what I love about it. And when you ever see it, like I saw it when I was a second lieutenant, you see us do it, forget about it. Ospreys in a flyover. Now, I'm going to, like, fast forward it because, you know, the next my next favorite part is the artillery, right? We let the arty guys show up. And what's cool about this is right at the end is here's the firing detail. And then the firing detail. And then so the rifle detail shoots. And then we let the arty guys in, right? And they set up, you know, I don't think it's a battery of guns, but they set up all the guns that they'll need to do the firing salute, which is what, I think it's 7. And they're set up in a cemetery. Yeah. So here you go.
Speaks well not only for the Mundy family.
This is a buddy of mine, Jody Osterman, who was he's a CG of OneMAF, who was at Chris Bronzy's change of command. And Jody, one of the nicest guys I know. And he always says I stole a bunch of his stuff. I just tell him, look, I used it because you weren't using it, right? You were just sitting there looking out the window, you know, hoping somebody else would do your job. So I jumped in and did it.
Family and their history here in the town, but also just the respect of the local community here for the military service and service to the community.
Did you know him?
Actually, I did know him. My father and General Mundy were second lieutenants together in the Marine Corps, so a real honor for me to be here from a family perspective.
The 30th Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, Carl Mundy. The you know, there's another thing that I'm supposed to now, but I don't know how much of this. I got an email last week. Last week we were talking about I've gotten all this email. I called the Marine Corps birthday ball the prom gone wrong, and people think that's really funny, right? Because, I mean, you have to admit, I'm moderately funny. My kids hate it, but I'm funny. I'm funny. So so we were talking about the prom gone wrong, and Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenney start telling this story about this officer by the name of Hall who I did not know. Right? Who I did not know. And so I got an email, right, about it's called the Hall Ball Epilogue. And it doesn't turn out well in the short term, but it turns out well in the long term. But I don't know how much of this that I can share. Okay? So, anyway, so I'm reluctant to do that. So, ultimately, it works out well. It doesn't work out so well shortly thereafter. So, I got to find out how much of this I can share and then I will update the Hall Ball story. This is, yeah, the email's entitled The Hall Ball Epilogue. So that, now, I did not get to play that was not the firing salute that I wanted. That was the funeral. Now there's two parts to this. Here's the part that I want. See, I don't know. I don't know how the hell I even got into this. Here it is, I think. Yeah, this is the Artie Dudes, and it's raining. 1, 2, 3, 4 guns. So what is that, a section of artillery? A battery is 8? Maybe it's a platoon of artillery. I'm not really an Artie guy. I don't know, right? I was always on the A team, not the B team. That's why I don't know anything about Hawk missiles. I don't know anything about Artie, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you can imagine, these four artillery pieces are set up, right, in this cemetery in North Carolina, in this town, a small town where he grew up. Evidently, it was going to be married. Buried. And these guys are all in their dress blues. It looks great, man. Now they're giving their commands. Because they do this all the time for a funeral. So now they're loading, right? Load! This is cool. You wouldn't hear this on too many other radio stations. Number waiting. You got some arty dude looking at his watch. It's in 2014. It was raining that day, as you can tell. Howitzers are, I believe, 155 howitzers. The hillbillies are talking. That means they're getting restless. Huh. Yeah, you have the enlisted. Does that sound awesome or what? Ugh, my heart, be still. It's like my mother rubbing my back when I was a child. It just feels so good. Look at that. Heaven. Yeah. Yeah, smoke everywhere. You hear it echoing through the valley? Not even the business side either. This is just a delivery mechanism. God. What a way to start the show. I should start the show every day with this. There the Artie guys. They're done. Oh, that just made my morning. I feel like a little kid right now. I'm just a little happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, 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 happy. The, yes, but again, Monday's funeral. No, I mean, the rifle companies marching through that town, I saw that the first time. I swear to God, I watched it 50 times that night. Had it on loop, just sitting there watching it. But it's a great funeral honoring the 30th Commandant of the Marine Corps. And as always, the Marines from 8th and I do a great job. I don't even know why we were watching that, to be honest. I don't know what I was doing and how I got there, but nonetheless, if you want that link, you could just Google General Monday, M-U-N-D-Y, funeral. Okay, you got to spell it right, or else you're not going to get what you're looking for. That's right. So, anyway, we'll check the news here in a minute. Not that I'm too anxious to do that. You know, the news sucks most days. I mean, have you noticed that? Like, Congress, really? Congress. Yeah, we got to deal with Congress all the time. Friggin' nightmare, man. Nightmare. And we're getting close to an election, so you know they're going to burn it down, right? That's always impressive. So, yeah, so it's like, I have, like, post-traumatic news syndrome. I don't want to, look at the news. Yeah. Yeah, I just read you the one. Yeah, I just read you the one email, right? Ohio man. You know, sends me an email. Really? Messing with a special forces soldier spouse? He better slink away quietly and hope that some snake eater doesn't castrate him. Yeah. You know? Brutal. And then, you know, so that's in the news. And then we got to read about Chief Gallagher or Petty Officer Gallagher, whatever the hell he is these days. We got to read about his, like, his vendetta with U.S. military because people got their panties in a bunch because he was trying to murder civilians. Right? And then he got out of it. And now he's making everybody pay for it. That's what happened.
What do you mean he got out of it?
Yeah, he wasn't convicted. Doesn't mean he's innocent. Don't you know anything about anything? Yeah. Don't you know anything about anything? It doesn't work like that. So anyway. Now, we'll have to start the program, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and do the news. I'll summon the moral courage to take on the news, yeah, because that's the kind of human being that I am. So, good morning to you here on a Thursday. Lynch and Kenny, I was hoping that we would interview, like, impromptu style, which is one of my favorite things to do. Chris from Webster, but he's not giving up his phone number, so he's no dope. All right, so good morning to you here on this Thursday. Motivated Thanksgiving right around the corner, Christmas after that. So big holiday season coming up, and hopefully you're going to have good holidays. If you're not, hang in there. Everybody been through it. You can do it too. Yep, it happens. So good morning to you. This is the United States Marine Corps Band. Known as the President's Own for obvious reasons, John Philip Sousa. You've heard of him? Because every march you've ever heard of is written by him. Do you know where he came from? He was a Marine. Yeah. Sousa was the head of the Marine Corps Band. That's why we're the shit. Because even our band is the shit. Okay? Memo to everybody. Here it is. The President's Own, descendants of John Philip Sousa. We got a statue of him right here.
Thank you.
This is dedicated to Chris in Webster, Massachusetts. I hope you feel better, bro. Thanks for reaching out. Dedicated to you.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us.
Somebody asked me if that was Donald Trump. No, it's Charles Krauthammer, all right? Charles Krauthammer, the columnist for the Washington Post. Yeah, that was him.
It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered.
That's Neller, in case you don't know.
He pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marines, then you really ought to get out. The only reason I stuck around that little paying outfit 40 years just for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, infantry young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda anytime you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Brain Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We got to win, right? Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. It's because we're Americans, man. That's the way we do it. All right. Time for us to check the weather in Marineland here. And I'm not sure what's going on, but, oh, here it is. Currently cloudy and 50 in Quantico, Virginia. Sunny and 55 at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. 29 Palms has gotten colder. Clouds and 49 rained out there and throughout the southwest yesterday. Some of the rains were torrential, which is a problem in the desert because you have special people that live out in the desert. And let me tell you, they are weirdos. Yeah. Stop into a mini mart, any place in the desert, and just hang out for about 15 minutes. Right? Do not bring your children, though. Okay? Do not bring your children. The desert people, they are not right, okay? And I don't know why they head for the desert, but they do. Okay? All right, where were we? 29 Palms, cloudy and 49. Camp Pendleton, cloudy and 55. I turned the heat on early last night. Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton has 3 weather alerts. Like, oh, I know what they are. Small craft advisory, blah, 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 blah. Actually, they have 4. Which is a little bit unheard of, so we're going to check that out. So, 4 weather advisories on the coast of Southern California this morning. A special Marine warning, right? Yeah, don't be an asshole. No, that's a different one. Special Marine warning is in effect from 8:15 Pacific Standard Time today until 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time today. So, a grand total of 45 minutes. Wow, that's awesome. Beach hazard statement. Until noon today, a significant weather advisory until 9:30 a.m. today, a marine weather statement until 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Now, for those of you who don't know, Standard Time is what you're in now, Pacific Standard Time, as opposed to Pacific Daylight Time. That's right. So, anyway, so let's look at that. We go to Hawaii, Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark, cloudy, and 72 in Okinawa, dark, cloudy at 75 in Afghanistan, the home of Special Purpose the home of Task Force Southwest in Afghanistan, in the provincial capital of the opium motherlode of the world, the Helmand Province, where I made my living for a year. It is late in the afternoon, cloudy in 57 in Lashkar Gah, that's the provincial capital, and then in Ramadi. In the garden spot known as Iraq, out in the Al-Anbar province. 58 degrees, dark, and the skies are clear. That's a look at your weather. Don't touch that dial. We'll check news headlines coming up next. And then Tim Lynch and Jeff Kinney are going to come add to the intellectual content of this program. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home fort, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Colleen out early today. Yeah. Going on some field trip and then coming home to get on a bus to go play water polo. Yeah. I like water polo. It's a good sport for girls, man. It's rough. You gotta learn how to stand up for yourself. So, Peyton Davis here. We're going to call Chris in Worcester. In Worcester. He's eating lunch right now in the hospital.
Tears when I reach there, I scream.
Here she goes.
Yeah, I let it all out.
There's no shithole weather updates either. Like, Chris is in the hospital. Right? He didn't send his. I just got one from Nancy. Right? Hey there, Mac. No formal shithole weather update. Now, Nancy doesn't. She types SWU because she's a woman of God, right? I'm a woman of God too, but I just don't. I prefer to say shithole weather update. Then she writes in parentheses, it's a carbon copy of yesterday. That doesn't mean anything to me. Like, what does that mean? Feeling punky. All Marine Radio will improve things, I know. Hopefully back in form tomorrow. Agree regarding the news. Pathetic. Peyton Davis. Yeah, Peyton's a disciple. She was geeked. Well, I don't know if I might have said this, but if I didn't, I'll say it again. But Peyton's geek, man. If you don't know Peyton's story, let me tell you Peyton's story. Peyton is the niece of F-18 man, right? He and I were in Afghanistan together. And her father committed suicide when she was a junior in high school, and she struggled with it. And they were at something, and he started talking to her about it. And he said, hey, I want you to meet my friend. And so he introduces me to Peyton. Peyton came down to San Diego and told her story. And what she's learned about post-traumatic winning has changed her life. There's nothing you can do about what's in the past, and it ain't going away. The only thing you can do is take the traumatic wisdom that I'm more than happy to give you, and you go touch the lives of other people. And you create so many joyous moments of touching other people that that joy overwhelms trauma. Yeah, that's it. But the reason Peyton is geeked is she's got a job now that she can do from just about anywhere in the country. So she's a little bit more mobile than she used to be. That means she can participate. That's right. She's fired up. She's like, Mac, I'm fired up. I'm like, all right. So, anyway. Chris in Webster. Let's call Chris. I don't feel like doing news headlines. I'm sorry. I just don't. Okay, so that's Stars and Stripes. You want to hear? There was an article that I should cover out of USNI News that I saw this morning. And that's the Gallagher story, right? No, this is it. Former USS Fitzgerald commander, right, Bryce Benson, to retire as a commander. He will not be disciplined, right, for a collision that cost 7 sailors their lives. He will not be disciplined for that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, I don't know anything about that dude personally, and I'm not hating on that guy. Here's what I'm saying. We grow up with a saying that says you're responsible for everything your organization, everything your unit does or fails to do. That's the broad scope of your responsibility when people entrust their lives to you as a leader in the United States military. This guy, through his negligence, his ship was crossing a major shipping lane in the Pacific Ocean at night, and it was hauling ass, and its radars were degraded, and they didn't take the appropriate ship steps. His bridge standers had their heads up their ass. Neither he was on the bridge when they were crossing the strait, nor his executive officer. And there's no excuse for that level, right, of negligence. None. Zero. And he's going to retire. Nothing is going to happen to anybody. Nothing's going to happen to anybody. And so you ask me, why don't I want to talk about the news, Mac? Hello? Really? All right. Quick look at Marine Corps Times, and then we'll call Chris. Now, there's an interesting, there's actually an interesting story that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to bring some, I don't know if I'll bring lawyers on, because I mean, like, what are lawyers going to tell you? Legal shit? This article written by Todd South and Kyle Remfer. How the long-term effects of Trump's recent war crimes actions could play out. What the president has done is, in my opinion, reckless. Okay? It's reckless. So here's an article. I'm not going to get into it today. I'm going to go through top five stories in Early Bird. Then we're going to call Chris in the hospital and see how he's doing. And then Jeff and Tim are going to call on. So it's going to be, yeah, so hold on to your hat. This is going to be fast, okay? Top five stories in Early Bird look like this. U.S. to Europe, fix open skies treaty or we quit. Wow, there's one. All right. Number two, carrier Lincoln transits the Straits of Hormuz for the first time since its deployment. A U.S. aircraft carrier ordered by the White House to rapidly deploy to the Middle East over a perceived threat from Iran has transited the Straits of Hormuz for the first time since its deployment. So it's in the Persian Gulf. We didn't used to do that. We do it now, though. Two, U.S. Defense Secretary Esper accuses China of intimidating smaller Asian nations. That's like somebody yelling, hey, the Lincoln Memorial's white. Yeah, no shit, Esper. That's called having a firm grasp of the obvious. Congratulations to the new Secretary of Defense. Number four, the list of military sites with suspended forever chemicals contamination has grown. Pentagon officials said on Wednesday they made that statement, but they did not say where or how many sites are under investigation for possible contamination. Oh my God, the DOD is a shit show. Yeah, we're just going to pollute the whole world and then we're going to keep it a secret. Because if we ever had to pay damages for that shit, the whole country would be bankrupt. Number five, how the long-term effects of Trump's recent war crimes actions could play out. Yeah, that little article I just quoted for you is in one of the top five stories in Early Bird. Right? All right. So, now let me see if I can get Chris from Webster on the phone. I love doing stuff like that. It's again, I know, Mac, it's not very professional. Oh, really? And what would you know about being a professional media person other than nothing? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Nothing on top of nothing on top of nothing. Why am I hearing Rihanna in my head? No, I'm not. Okay. All right, so let me get Chris's phone number. Okay, I'll be here. So it must be that email. I'm trying to get his phone number. Hey, take it easy, everybody. Just relax. All right, here it is. You want his number? 774. Everybody can call. No, I can't do that. All right, he's eating lunch, so we're gonna find out. Let's see. All right, here you go, Chris from Webster. Hopefully he's not cursing when he answers the phone.
Morning, sir.
What's up, Marine? How's life in the hospital?
It's about as good as you can expect, sir.
In Webster, why don't you give us the live weather from Webster? Are you in Webster or Worcester?
No, I'm in Worcester, Mass.
Whoa, you didn't even say it right. You put the R on it, and that's not how you inbred say it.
Oh, God. Worcester. How's that?
Thank you. Speaking in his native tongue right there.
It's bright. It's sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky. And F-18 man may be flying over me because I sing a single contrail in the sky.
Probably not, so, but that's all right.
You know, right. But, sir, I have to tell you, this is the first time I've talked to an officer since when I got NJP'd in NAS Memphis.
Well, I hope your dead ass is standing in the position of attention, alright? Cause just so you know, I'm not any, just any officer, okay, in case you don't know that.
No,
I'm
no.
like, important.
You are not just any officer, sir. That's
that. We've all established that.
You know.
Okay, first of all, you know, I don't know how much of this you want to talk about, but we're going to talk about it. How much weight did you gain after you got out of the Marine Corps?
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I gained weight up to about 350 pounds.
How did you do that? How did you do that? What was your workout regimen when you put that kind of weight on?
My workout regimen consisted of driving to McDonald's, probably.
So was it just food? Was it food and booze?
No, sir. No, I've never had a problem with alcohol. I don't drink except for on vacation.
So you just ate your way to 350. What's your normal weight?
I would say, when I was in the Marine Corps, my max weight was 186. I would say like a civilian weight would probably be like 200, 225 probably.
So you put on 130 pounds. Okay. So you put on 130 pounds, and how long were you fat like that?
Up until a year and a half ago, probably, sir.
Well, how many fucking years is that, man? What do I have to get out my secret decoder ring here?
Let me think. Probably, let's see, I got out of the Marine Corps 80. At least 25, 27.
So you were a fat man for 25 to 27 years. What made you decide to lose the weight? Now, what do you weigh now?
I weigh 243 when they weighed me here in the hospital.
Holy shit. So you've lost 100 pounds. Okay. What motivated, you know?
No, sir. I've lost 250 pounds because I blew up to 500.
Oh, well, you just conveniently left that out of the fucking story.
I was at 350 and then I blew up to 500.
How does that happen? How do you get to 500?
Things went a little sideways in life there for a while.
Oh.
And, not real bad, but I mean, honestly, totally on me. You know, I ate bad and I didn't exercise, didn't PT. It's as easy as that, you know?
500 pounds, man. How do you even function like that?
See, the thing is, sir, I was able to, though, to a certain degree. I mean, I still did stuff and got around and, you know, not the best, but I still did it.
Right.
What happened was I got sick and I couldn't tolerate food. So, like, I had to eat real simply and, I lost like 70 pounds that way. Then my mom, we brought her back from Phoenix. She was retired out there.
Right.
You know, you know how that goes. She passed away. I lost about 50 pounds, you know, helping her out. And, after that, it just kind of built on itself. And then I got a new.
So wait a minute. So you lost 70 pounds and then you lost 50 pounds. So you lost 120 pounds, just without even trying a whole lot.
Yeah, just just adjusting my diet, you know, cutting my eating, trying to eat better.
Holy shit.
And discipline, sir. You know, months ago, you said something that I loved it. It was like, you were talking to Craig Newsham and you said, tell a Marine that he can't do something and set your clock because it's going to get done, you know, and that's just stuck with me, you know. And so then I got a new job and I could choose between like a 2-hour commute or I could go to the gym in the morning. And so I chose to go to the gym. And, since then I've lost a total of, you know, 200, 250 pounds on my own, you know. So
on your own.
On my own.
Holy shit, man.
You know.
So you didn't go check into some spa or clinic where they like hung you from the rafters by some really sturdy hooks or some shit like that?
Sir.
Wow.
No, I went to the gym 4 days a week. I ate good and
How come only four days? Why not five or six?
I was going 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And as my I set a goal for like this past April and I didn't meet that goal. It was weight. I wanted to be below 300.
Got it.
So then I like I didn't reach that, so I like analyzed, you know, you track your data and stuff. And
right.
I increased my my workouts, and I found that I needed a rest day on Wednesdays, you know, so I would go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the weekends, like we have a boat and stuff, so in the summer we're busy, and I've just been increasing my weight, my exercise, you know. And I reached that 250 point, and like over the summer, my doc, you know, got me started on the process to have, when you lose this kind of weight, you have all kinds of excess skin and stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to, that's what I had to have done, and that's, you know, just the process now, getting that healed up. And I'm not done, sir. My goal is to pass the Marine Corps physical fitness test at the age of 55.
Well, if you can't do that, then come on, we all know what that means.
What does that mean, sir?
You know what that means. You can't pass the Marine Corps PFT. And we're talking about passing. We're not talking about maxing it. We're talking about passing that thing.
Well, now, I can.
If you can't pass it, that means you're a squid. Okay, so.
All right, sir. Well. Oh, my
right,
God.
Just, in case you needed a little extra motivation there, Devil Dog.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Then I hope that works for you.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. I'll tell my wife that, too. Her father was a World War II veteran, U.S. Minneapolis.
Oh, well, let me tell you, hold on. The World War II Navy, that was a baller event, okay?
Right,
that's
right.
Not who I'm talking about. I would not blast seeing those dudes. Actually, if you look at KIA in World War II by branch of service.
The Navy had the most, probably.
Well, what'll surprise you is the Army Air Corps.
Yeah.
Huge number, right? United States Navy. Huge, huge number. And so I'm actually trying to look it up right now. Let's see, 1939, 1940, Marine National Guard, Coast Guard, Army, Navy, military personnel, participation, women, merchant marine casualties, U.S. military casualties in World War II, right? This is by branch of service.
Sure.
The Army and the Army Air Force had 318,257. Now they don't.
Sir, can you,
they don't.
Can you imagine?
What's that?
Go ahead. Can you imagine flying into combat in one of those planes?
No, you know, and I just there's just an article in Military Times about. I mean, you know, they'd form up hundreds of planes on a daily basis, one of these missions, right? And then,
yep, absolutely.
Once they pointed the son of a bitch in the direction they were going, nobody moved.
Right, exactly.
Right, and you stayed in your spot and you drove through the flak. I mean, it's not like there was people zigging and zagging in that shit. And
nope.
You were just hoping that nothing that was going to explode occupied your little spot of sky. But so that Army and the Army Air Force, 318,000. Next is the Navy at 62,000, and then the Marine Corps at 24,000.
Yeah, 30.
And what's interesting is Marine Corps has 24,000 KIA, 68,000 wounded in action. The Navy, right, has 62,000 killed in action, and you would think wounded in action would be a higher number, right? Wrong.
Yeah.
Wounded in action, according to this website, is half that number. They're about 37,000, and the Army's got about twice as many wounded as they have killed. Interesting, though. Interesting. All right. So, how much longer are you going to be in the hospital?
I'm getting released today.
No shit.
And I can go back to work tomorrow.
What time do you get released? They feed you, then release you. That's not going to help.
Yeah,
the hospital's bottom line.
What a deal, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. What about, so how was the food? Has it been okay?
Sometimes it's good. Other times it's a less than an optimal experience.
Oh, really?
You know, but lunch was just good. So, you know, I've honestly, I've been treated very, very well, and I'm happy with the result this time.
All right.
You know,
this is from Vacaville Man. Okay, 250
yep.
pounds! Exclamation mark. Mac, tell Chris congratulations for an outstanding effort. Keep going strong. Dave in Vacaville.
Right. Thank you, Dave, from Onion Country, right?
Exactly.
That's public onions.
Vacaville is onion country, man. The here's another one. Mac, holy shit, right? I just threw that goddamn Big Mac I was about to stick in my pie hole right back in the bag, man. Tell Dave he just motivated me. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, and we all hope he feels better.
You know what, sir? Anyone can do it, and people have lost more than me. It just takes effort and discipline, and anyone can do it. It also helps that I went to school at Paris Island, too. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So your message, wait a minute. So your message to anybody, right, who's overweight, who doesn't think that they can, that doesn't think that they can lose that weight, your message to them is what?
Is that, like you say, we can live a better life, and that we're capable of more, and that you can do it. And it's not that it's hard, but once you get rolling, it builds on itself, and it opens up a much better life for you. Anyone can do it.
I love when people quote me.
You know, you say a lot of wise things, sir.
I know.
You do.
I know.
You do.
I know. I know. It's such me. My kids don't believe any of it. Okay? But they lived under the tyranny of my parenting, which was not.
Right.
Just so you know, it was not a democracy. Right? And they are the productive human beings they are today because I ruled the roost with an iron hand. And now they're saying that shit to their kids, or at least one of them. Anyway,
parenting isn't supposed to be a democracy, sir.
Supposed to be. Let me just tell you, I mean, I went off yesterday about this, but there's no doubt in my mind that the suicide problem in this country that we have today is directly related to the kind of parenting we do, right? And the kind of the way our kids are treated in schools. They are not allowed to fail. They are not told they're not good enough, right? And so they don't develop the skill about overcoming adversity, and then they're excreted into the world, and when the world rolls on them, they don't know what to do, and they don't have a mental health problem. They have a coping problem because they have not been allowed to fail, and they've not been told the truth often enough. You're not good enough. It still makes you a good human being, right? But if you want to be good, this is what it takes. Now go
exactly.
Do it. You can do it.
Yes, you can. Sir, perfect example. I'm 54 years old, okay? I remember, you're going to like this, trying out for my 8th grade baseball team. And the kid, I'm not going to tell you his last name, but I remember it. His first name was Marty, and he beat me out for position of catcher. Sir, this is like 7th or 8th grade. I'm 54 years old now,
yep.
You know, so that I remember that. And I was like, yeah. And it was even worse because his sister was like a friend of my sister. So I saw the kid all the time, you know.
That sucked, man.
But
somebody has to help you turn that into fuel to, hey, get better. Okay.
Get better.
All right. All right.
You know.
All right. Any final words you want to say to everybody? You want to badmouth anybody? You want to settle a grudge with that guy, right? You want to talk shit about his sister? Anything?
No, sir.
None.
No. Because like we can only move forward. You know.
No, you can't. You could move back.
You can move back, but it's on you then.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to always move forward.
Right.
And reconnecting with the Marine Corps culture and our tribe has been a huge part of my progress here. You know?
Well, Chris, let me just tell you, first of all, I only met you from when you started emailing the program. But let me tell you how often I hear that. I hear that from guys all the time, that, Mac, I sit at work and I laugh my ass off when you and your dumbass friends start talking shit. Right?
Yep, exactly.
When you guys start talking about all the stupid shit you talk about, most recently, the prom gone wrong, I'm sitting in my cubicle laughing hysterically, and people look at me and say, oh, you're listening to those Marines again. And I'm like, yeah. But, I mean, it is our culture. It's something we don't get over, and nor should we get over, because the culture of Marines is one of the coolest experiences that any of us ever have walking the planet. And I'll tell you what, and to me, what's cool about your story, Chris, is that when you're reminded of who you are and what tribe you belong to, right, what happened to your fat ass?
I got better.
There you go. There you go.
I got motivated, you know, because you said, we chose door number four, and we have the DNA of Sledge and John Vassalone. And now we have the DNA of Kyle Carpenter and Jason Dunham. And I will never put those memories.
That's awesome.
I'll never bring shame to that. Never.
That's awesome. Well, let me tell you, here's another email. Holy shit, Mac. You were doing, I know, what you affectionately called all personality radio, which is exactly what I was doing. And all of a sudden, this busts out in the middle of it. Please tell Chris how proud we all are of him, what a great example he is for the rest of us. I've been wanting to lose about 30 pounds. I'm going to start that today. Please tell him thank you.
You know what, sir? If you wanted to send that person my email or my contact info, I'd gladly help him out if he wanted to accept my help.
Let me just tell you this. No. I think you already did.
Good. Good. Because he can do it. 30 pounds, no problem. You know?
30 pounds. That's like three cheeseburgers, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's no problem. 30 pounds? Come on.
Come on. That's little kid shit, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, sir.
Right.
You know?
All right. All right, look. First of all, thanks for taking my call and coming on. All the best of luck to you. You will continue to update this story as you get better, and especially when you get ready to run your PFT, man. We'll have to get a movie camera out there and record that shit.
You know what? That's a good idea, because it would be good.
No, because good. You know nothing. You know? Nothing motivates like public humiliation, right?
Hey, yes, absolutely, man. You hear some guy getting lit up, you know, and you're like, I don't want that to happen to me.
Right. No, you know? Like, why are you PTing? Because that fucking belt on my uniform, man. If we didn't have belts on a uniform, we could be fat asses like the Air Force, the Navy, and the Army. But
right.
It's that fucking belt, right? It's that fucking
yes,
belt.
Sir.
And the fact that our uniforms are expensive. And so if you look at your wife and say, I need a new set of Alphas. She says, why? Did they change the style? Like, no, they're just too tight. Like, and then she looks at you and says, hey, fat boy, go get, well, how about we buy you a new pair of running shoes and you can go,
those are cheaper than the whole shebang.
Exactly. Go be somebody. I'm like, all right, that's enough out of you. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. Anyway, all right, Chris, keep up the good work, man. Good luck.
I will, sir. I will.
All right. There you have it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, tell everybody how you say Webster.
This is Chris from Webster.
Out. You're supposed to say out, goddammit.
I'm sorry, sir. You know, I mean, come on. I'm not that bright. Chris from Webster. Ow.
No, you said Webster.
Oh,
it's Webster, you dumbass.
Okay, here we go. Chris from Webster. Out.
There you have it. The third fucking time's a charm. All right. More of Aubrey Radio coming up next. Right here on your home for it. Oh, my God. How awesome was that, though? Shit, I love this shit. Yeah. No, you know what? Here, and for me, though, you know, until you meet guys like Chris, you know, you think you're sitting here talking into a tomato can. And then all of a sudden you hear from a guy like that. And I had a guy walk up to me in Minnesota. And he said, you know, I was here a year ago. And I said, oh, really? And he said, and I've spoken at their Veterans Day thing for the last 2 years. Yeah. I'm like, and I stood up and said, I'm not sure if they just can't find somebody else or if I'm that good. Now, I'm going to tell you that I choose to believe that I'm that good, okay, because I don't really suffer an ego problem. And so this guy comes up to me at the end of it, and he says, hey, Matt, good to see you again. I said, ah, it's awesome to be here, man. I'm fired up about this. I'm fired up about tonight. And because I was doing post-traumatic winning at the university. And he said, you know, you motivated me last year, and I've lost 40 pounds. I said, what? He said, yep. I said, well, you look great, man. He said, no, you made me feel connected again. And he said, I listened to you. And he said, how cool is that? So anyway. All right. Now we're late for the Lynch and Kenny event. So, but Tim was listening. So we'll get him on. And then he's written something. So he's going to explain it to you. And then Jeff and I are going to criticize it. So don't touch that dial. More on a day that just turned into a fantastic Thursday. Getting a chance to have Chris from Webster on the program. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net, or call 866-966-1020.